that's afraid to let go. You decide if you're ever gonna let me know. Yeah, suicide if you ever try to let go. I'm sad and all, yeah, I'm sad and all, yeah. Who am I? Someone that's afraid to let go. You decide if you're ever gonna let me know. Yeah, suicide if you ever try to let go. I'm sad and all, yeah, I'm sad and all, yeah. I gave her everything. She took my heart and left me lonely. Everything broken.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm Antonio Mountain. I'll be your host. You're listening to Stay 100 Podcast. This is the podcast where I talk about everyday life and everyday situations. Welcome back, guys. It's been 1 month since I dropped the episode, but a lot has been going on leading up to this week. Really excited to get back to the podcast. I know you guys are really, really excited about this episode. Episode 23, Entrepreneurship. So let's just get started. Also, by the way, Larry Duncan, my co-host, we're expecting to have him back this week, but he's currently doing his real estate exam right now. He's trying to become a real estate agent at the moment, and I think he's soon to be retired from his computer technology job. So we're really excited and very proud of him and everything he's done for this show, and not only that, for his family and his work career. So we're really excited about Larry Duncan, my co-host. He will be back soon, but he has a lot of business to take care of it. So let's just jump in right into it, guys. A lot has been going on with me. As you know, I stopped working my 9-to-5 job about 2 months ago. Stopped working my 9-to-5 job. I just wanted to change. I wanted to jump into entrepreneurship. So right now I'm doing direct sales. I soon to be switching to a different company in the next couple weeks. Soon to be switching with a different company. Still doing podcasting. Have a lot of people really, really excited about podcasting. I have a lot of people coming on the show. A lot of things are in the work right now. A lot of things in the work. Also, not only just doing podcasts and trying to get my hand into real estate right now too. Currently trying to get my hand in real estate. I'm trying to learn property management. So I got that going and stirring in the pot. So really, really excited about this episode, man. A lot of stuff has been going on in the news too here lately. A lot of these things have been going in the news. COVID-19. Cases are starting to spread again, and they're looking like we're gonna have another shot. Look like we're gonna have another shutdown. Hopefully that's not the case, but like I said, we're really excited to be here. This is episode 23, Entrepreneurship. So we're gonna jump into it. First and foremost, I got a lot of you guys that don't know. I have a background in communication studies, where I went to Western Kentucky University, and I have a Associate of Arts. Not only that, I worked in direct sales. I've been doing direct sales since 2018. Done a lot of marketing, advertising for a couple different companies. I want to say a whole bunch of people, but I sure do have experience of 4 or 5 years. Started podcasting about literally over a year ago with Larry. Really excited about that, man. I took a chance on my life. I saved a lot of capital. I had it in the works since January to move on from my 9-to-5. I was working at this place for almost 7 years throughout college. They did a lot of things for me, and I'm extremely grateful and proud, and I'm glad I took that step with them. But I knew that I had something in my head. I knew I had something in my heart. I knew I had something in my mind that was just too powerful for me. So in my mind is I wanted to work for myself. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm working for myself. Man, it's a grind every day. It's a grind every day because you got to make money for yourself. So every day because I'm my own boss. I don't really have a set schedule when I have to get up, but I try to get up every morning around 8 or 9 o'clock and get my day started. A lot of you guys that got me on Snapchat, I'm always on my laptop. That's my best friend. It has surely became my best friend lately. That thing goes everywhere with me. With entrepreneurship right now, for a lot of you guys that's listening out there, this is what I will say. If you want to jump into being an entrepreneur right now, this is what I will say. I'm in the works right now and getting my LLC for my podcast. Not only that, my brand name, I'm trying to get my LLC. I'm in the process of getting a business account. I've still been using my debit cards and all the stuff, my savings and checking accounts to for my business and all the money that I've earned since I've left my job. But what I want to do is I want to switch that over and make a legit, I want to get a business account like real business people do. So I want to get a business account. I want to get my LLC. I want to get my my brand name trademark. I want to get my trademarks. I'm in the work of doing that all this week. Also, like I said before, you gotta have if you run, depending on what kind of business you're running, like I'm doing sales, and not only am I doing direct sales or I'm doing podcasting, you want to have your clientele, you know what I'm saying? So you definitely need your clientele. You want to make them happy. You want to have different plans and strategies to keep your business afloat. So like I said, it's been like 7 weeks, nearly 8 weeks now. I would say nearly about 8 weeks now. I think today made 8 weeks since I've been on my job. And like I said, I'm really excited. And man, I'm not going to lie to y'all, I was really nervous. I really was. I was really nervous. I didn't think I was going to make it. I knew I would make it. But I've surprised myself in this last couple months. I really have. I've surprised myself. Just working from home a lot, you know, working from home, doing a lot of podcasting setups, getting some stuff set up for the next couple months, talking to a lot of people, a lot of networking, just, you know, doing a lot of behind the scenes stuff that you don't see every day. So one thing I will say is about entrepreneurship, a lot of this stuff happens behind the scenes. There's a lot of stuff I don't post on my social medias just to keep in-house. But, man, we're really excited about this podcast, and we're excited about what we got going on. And like I said, we're looking to add more people to come on the show. I got some really good guests I've been talking to. And like I said, man, Larry's doing his thing. But going back to the entrepreneur stuff, man, it's hard. It's a daily grind. You got to work for yourself. Getting up, I'm making money literally for myself. It is hard. I have my good days. I have my great days. I have my not so great days, you know what I'm saying? I have days where I just make $100 a day. I have great days. Last Tuesday, I made $800 in one day. $800 in one day. So I'm doing a lot of things right now. I am building a website. I'm getting with a person right now as we speak. I'm building my own website where I'll be teaching courses on there. This fall, I'm going to be teaching courses where you'll be able to subscribe to my website. We're looking at naming Stay 100 Connects or Stay 100. Stay100.com, whatever fits. That's still in the process right now, but I'm gonna have like a website where you can get on and get motivational quotes. We can talk about lessons. I'm gonna teach motivation, not only motivation, communication stuff, everything that I knew that I got taught in school at the university. Teach you how to podcast, how to start your own brand. So we're gonna talk hands on. We're gonna be talking about all that stuff, or we do audio. So I look to start that in the next couple months. I still have a ways to go with that, but entrepreneurship is not for everybody. I will tell you that right now. My advice is if get some money in the bank, save some capital, get you up to like $5,000 to $10,000 to maybe $15,000 in the bank, save that, put aside. And if you already got like some kind of business going right now, whether you sell, make food and you sell plates, I know a lot of females out there doing like nails and they're doing eyebrows and stuff like that. Rather you podcast, we have a sponsorship. Whatever you do, if you're in direct sales like I do, you sell like coffee products, weight loss pills, depending on what your product is. You know what I'm saying? If you have a lot of clientele, make sure your clientele comes with you. You know what I'm saying? Switch them over to your business of what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Say, hey, I got this product. That's what I'm selling. I want you guys to come over. You know what I'm saying? It's a great product. I got deals for you. You know, make sure you get some of your people that you've been with from day one come to you. You know what I'm saying? So, man, this is really excited, bro. Like I said, I have been talking about this since January. January, February, I had made up my mind that I was going to quit my 9-to-5 and move on. Now, I'm not saying that I'll ever go back to 9-to-5. I'm not saying that my businesses, my small business or anything that I'm creating right now will crash. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to knock on wood because anything can happen. And I will not take anything for granted. But what I am saying is that I feel eager. I feel responsible. I feel like I'm not going to let myself down. You know what I'm saying? Because I really just want to work for myself. I feel like I have the gift to do that. And so far, 2 months in, I'm showing and I'm proving that I do. Money has been good. Like, I've made pretty good money since I've left my job. And I've made more money than I would have made if I was still been at my job since I left my job. That is no lie. I'm still learning a lot of tips about one thing I'm not really having trouble with, but I'm getting better at, is like learning the books. Because when you learn the books, it's so hard to keep up track with money and everything that you're doing. So I'm doing like freelancing direct sales. Like I'm doing freelance, not really such and such really working for a company, not like a 9-to-5, more like a freelance where I'm contracted. So I'm my own boss. So, and that's what I'm doing right now. Like I said, my laptop is my best friend. Coffee's my best friend. I'm getting a lot of rest. Man, it's crazy. I had to, it's a lot going on right now. It's just a lot going on. My advice with entrepreneurship, if you really want to do it, and this is something you really want to do, if you know you got the money that you could leave your job, or you know you got enough clientele, leave your job. Now, what I did was, when I was working almost three, I was working like two jobs. Really, I was working one job, one 9-to-5, and like two side things. I was doing like two side jobs. I wouldn't even say jobs, really. They were just like freelancing. I was really freelancing, but I was tucking all that money away. I was tucking all that money away. I was just living off one income. That's how I was able to save the money to leave my job. Because I said to myself, I need to make a plan from A to Z. And the plan was, okay, save up to like 10 grand, 15 grand, 20 grand, whatever I think that was good for me, 5 grand, whatever. And put that aside and just live off my main 9-to-5. That's exactly what I did for months. I did that for almost 8 or 9 months, strictly 8 or 9 months. And then once I built some money up, I funneled that money, the money that I built up, I funneled that money and a little bit of what I had left. I said, okay, now it's time for me to take that next step. So I moved away from that job. So when I moved away from that job, I already had capital. So now I can focus more on podcasting. Now I can focus more on direct sales. Now I can focus on my new website coming out. You know what I'm saying? Now I can focus on trying to do real estate, but not so much sell houses, be more like a property manager, you know, just make sure everything's up to par, like kind of oversee everything. You know what I'm saying? So entrepreneurship, man, it is, I'm telling you, it is what they say. It seems like it's easy because you're working for yourself, but it's a lot harder. It's days I have to make a certain quota. So I make a certain quota for myself, and I put goals down. I make my own terms and everything that I need to do for that week. You know what I'm saying? So I have to make this amount of money to keep this afloat, to keep that business afloat. And then, like I said, I'm in the process of giving a business account right now. I really didn't need one because I still had a checking account and I still had a savings account. And I was just going off that. So, but right now, I'm in the process of getting a business account. I'm getting the LLC. Not only am I getting the LLC, I'm trying to get my business trademark. So all those things are in the rocks right now. All those things are in the ropes right now, and I'm trying to get those things going. It's a lot of you guys out there that I know for a fact that want to work for themselves or just work from home. My advice is there's a lot of jobs. If you get on Indeed, there's a lot of work from home jobs where you can be contracted where you don't have to work for somebody. 9-to-5, there's nothing wrong with 9-to-5. I tell people every day, there's nothing wrong with 9-to-5. But for me, I feel like I use my skills and my talent. And when I seen that I could make money, when I seen that I was making money outside of my 9-to-5, when I seen that I could make $300 or $400, some days I literally, this is a true story, I'm going to tell y'all this, I never share with nobody. There was days back in January, February, March, where I would work 8 to 5 or 8 to 4, 9 to 5 every day, Monday through Friday, I kid you not, and I would leave and come home and get on my computer and do direct sales or something, you know, something like with sales or anything. Most of the time with direct sales, you know, or marketing, advertising with a company. And I literally would make $300, $400, $500 in 2 or 3 hours. And I'd be like, why am I still working for somebody when I can work for myself? Why am I, you know what it was? I'm gonna tell y'all what it was. I was scared. It was security. I was used to getting that paycheck every week. I was used to getting paid what I was used to getting paid. I've been there for a long time. I had developed a lot of friendships. I had developed a lot of loyalty there. So I thought if I left, then so many people would be mad at me. But that's what you can't think about, man. You got to do what's best for you. So when in January, I had in my head, I said, I'm going to leave. I had this plan. I said, I'm going to get out of there in late June, early July. my last 2 weeks of my anniversary. I'm going to wait, make sure I get my anniversary pay, because I had worked at that job for like 7 years. I'm going to get my anniversary pay where I get my normal paycheck plus an extra $600-$700 for being there for 7 years. And then I'm going to leave. You know what I'm saying? So I thought smart, long and hard. So when I did that, man, I just walked away. And my first week, I was just like, okay, I don't work for nobody now. Now I'm finna work for myself. Now I can focus more on direct sales. Now I can give that full time where I can work from my home. Now I'm contracted. You know what I'm saying? Now, not only am I contracted, it's not 9 to 5. I can get up and just work from 10 and get off in 1. You know what I'm saying? 3 or 4 hours and make a lot more money than what I was making a day. So when I seen that, and I seen when I seen that, I outweighed my pros and cons, and I said, man, I need to be an entrepreneur. This is what I need to do. This is for me. This is what I need to do. I need to be an entrepreneur. So when I did that, I said, I'm ready. I got to take this step. You know what I'm saying? It was many nights where I talked to God, and I said, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. Now, I remember one time he asked me in my head, are you sure this is what you want? I said, this is what I want. So I raised that capital, and I was working hard from January to May to July. I'm talking and saving money, y'all, boy. When I tell y'all I was pushing myself, y'all don't know for real. Y'all have no idea. You guys really don't. You really get on. I had set up a goal. I said, when I have that certain amount of number right there, I'm going to leave my job. That's exactly what I'm going to do. So now I'm working for myself. It's been 2 months. I go to breakfast in the morning, or I make breakfast in the morning. It's a lot of difference because I don't have to be at a job at 8 o'clock in the morning. I don't have to be at a job at 7 a.m. in the morning. I don't have to go to bed at a certain time because I know that I'm going to get up at 10 or 11 and make my own money for myself and make that $300 or $400. Man, it's some days I have some good days. I tell y'all, like I said, it's some days where I've been slow, where I've just made like $100. It's been some days like two Tuesdays ago, I made $800 in one day in sales. And those of you that don't know, direct sales, if you've never been like I'm a sales rep. I was for a few companies before. But like I said, I work as a contractor. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really have to work a 9 to 5. I'm more on my own time as long as the job is really getting done. You know what I'm saying? So I really don't call it a job because I'm working from out of my own home on my laptop. I'm free. You know what I'm saying? That's why I call freelance. I'm doing what I want. I can leave when I want. As long as everything is done or sales have been made within this certain amount of time. When I seen that, I was thriving outside that 9 to 5 with podcasting and direct sales. I say it's time for me to go, bro. It's time for me to go. I'm telling y'all, it was time for me to go. And as you know, you got friends that say, well, but you'll miss it, or you're not going nowhere, or are you sure this is what you want? You got to tune all that out, man, because you know in your head, like, you know you can make this money. Now everybody sees that I'm making the money. They see that I'm making this money, and I'm not stressing myself out. Do I worry about bills and everything? Because, yeah, it slows up some. No, I don't, because I believe in my ability and my skills. I know that something's going to happen for me every time. It happens every day. But I tell y'all, man, I tell y'all this. Listen, working a 9 to 5, you're more organized because everything's set out for you. But when you work for yourself, you got to set everything up for yourself. I got to wake up a certain amount. Like I said, I get up at 8 or 9 in the morning, sometimes 10, just depending on how much work I got or how much marketing or advertising I used to do or what I need to do for the podcast or checking the stats on this, checking the post on this, you know what I'm saying? Always posting on social media for my, I use Snapchat as one of my social media marketing because Snapchat, I have so many friends on there and so many people talk to me on there and so many people follow my Snapchat on there. So I'm always posting the sales stuff that I do, and not only the sales stuff I do, my podcast. Let's talk about podcasts and jump into that real quick. Obviously, you guys are listening to the show. I've got 24 episodes out with me and Larry, and like I said, Larry's just been doing his thing. He's been really busy this past summer. It's been a crazy summer for him and me. but I wanted to focus more onto you guys. So you're going to start getting a lot more episodes out a lot more quicker now because I'm working for myself. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, man, I'm really excited to jump into the entrepreneur world. It's crazy. It's a lot harder than working a 9-to-5, but it's a lot easier once you got the money coming in. You ain't got nobody nagging you. You ain't got nobody threatening to fire you. You ain't got nobody replacing you. You ain't got nobody. You ain't working on no lousy wage. You're not doing that, bro. And when I seen that I was thriving outside that job, let me tell y'all, in February, I was like, I'm gone in July. I promise y'all, I was like, I am out of there in July. And I damn sure did it. So excuse my language on that for you guys that don't like listening to people cuss, but I'm just passionate about what I got going on with podcasting and direct sales right now. I'm excited about my new website coming out, Stay 100 Connects, stay100.com. We're going to be teaching courses on there. I'm going to have special guests. Like I said, it's all in the books right now. It's all in the works. We've been digging hard. And then I got like a little small team too. I got a small little team. I got like 3 or 4 individuals that's been helping me out behind the scenes. You guys will see some of those guys right now. Y'all haven't seen them yet, but y'all will get to know some of those people. For future entrepreneurs, what I will say is, look, man, if you really want to do this, do it, man. Leave that job. Quit that job. There is nothing wrong with working a 9-to-5. I've said this numerous times. If I have to go back to a job, I will work a 9-to-5. But if you feel like you're an entrepreneur and you know you got a product out there and you can get the clientele and you can make the business accounts and you can get the LCC and you can get the business trademarks, quit that job. Quit that job, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with a job. I'm telling y'all, it's not. It's just not. But I know for a person like me, I know I got the skills. I got the talent. I got the brains to move on. And that's what I did. And that's what I did. And I don't feel bad for leaving. I don't. I had some good times at my job. And I appreciate everything what that job did for me and everybody there and all the management staff. But sometimes you got to move on, do bigger and better things. And I know for me, I have a calling. I'm an entrepreneur. I know I'm an entrepreneur. I've proven myself that I'm an entrepreneur. If I ever prove myself wrong that I'm not an entrepreneur, I'll go back to a job. But right now, I just want to be my own boss. I want to run my own companies. I'm Stay 100 LCC. And like I said, we're about to get those brands out, and we're about to get the websites out. We're really excited, man. I know you guys been waiting for me to drop this episode because a lot of you guys are excited and been messaging me, be like, man, that's going to be good about entrepreneurship. My advice to you guys, more advice for you guys, like, save some capital, save some money, save 5, 10, 11, 12 grand. Whatever your craft is, whatever you're good at, listen, find out what you're good at. If you're good at painting nails for like females, if you're good at cheerleading, make your own cheerleading group. If you're good at coaching, if you're a trainer out there, if you're a weight trainer or you're good at getting guys in shape, do that, man. Do it. I cannot stress to you guys, do what you want to do. Everybody has a skill. Everybody has a talent. Find out what yours is. Mine's is I'm a podcaster. I'm a podcaster. I'm a talker. Obviously, I'm a talker. I'm a communicator. I'm a sales rep. This is what I do. I've noticed this is the stuff that I can do, and I can hang with the best of them at this level. I know I can do this stuff. I've made money. I've made a lot of money doing it. When I seen that I was making that much money, and I was seeing that I was thriving, and I was seeing that I was like doing that while working a job, I said, what am I doing? I had to ask myself, what is you doing? Like, it's my calling. It's calling. It's too many people done told me. Why you still working this job when you thriving so much outside the job? You making more than what you working. I was scared. I was scared to leave that job. It was security. Everybody has that. I got health insurance there. I'm used to making a certain amount of money a week. I'm on a fixed income when I was working there. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting a certain amount of hours. I got a certain schedule. So they tricking you into everything that you seen right. But all you doing is working for the same. You working for that one person. Like, everybody talks about pyramid schemes. Everybody talks about pyramid schemes. I see so much stuff about pyramid schemes. When you work a job, you're working at a pyramid scheme because the general manager or the owner, you cannot make more money than them. You start your own business, get enough clientele, keep on doing what you're doing, make the products. You can make more money than the general manager. You can make more money than a general manager. But when you're working at a job, and let's say you're a server at the bottom, or you're like a dishwasher or something like that, or whatever your position is, let's say you make the least at the job. Do you know that general manager making $100,000, and he at the top of the food chain? You can never make more than him. One way you can is starting your own business. One way you can is taking a step away and just focusing on yourself and starting your own business again. I'm gonna tell y'all this right now. This game is not for everybody. This is not for everybody. I recommend people to have clientele. Not only clientele, I recommend people to have a plan and their stuff together. I had a plan since January. Didn't nobody know what's coming. By March and April, I kept flirting with it. I kept telling posting people, I'm out. I'm gone. I'm gone. I was telling my coworkers, I'm out. I'm gone. I had enough, man. I had enough. I just wanted to work for myself. It's always been a dream of mine. And now I'm doing it. So y'all be looking out for my website. And my website, Stay 100 Connects, whatever. We'll see what we're going to call it. Right now, Stay100.com. We'll call it Stay 100 Connects, too. I'm going to be teaching lessons, marketing, advertising, all kinds of stuff out there. I'm going to be teaching all that stuff. Podcasting. If you want to have a one-on-one session where I can teach you podcasting, I can teach you step A to Z. Step A to Z. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I'm just really excited about this website coming out. And you'll be able to subscribe to me. And I'll have courses on there where we talk about podcasting, marketing, advertising. I'll show you how to get your business to the next level. That's one thing I'm telling y'all. That's two or three things I can do. I can talk. I can communicate. I can market. I can advertise. I'm telling you. And I know how to get clientele. I know how to do it. I've done it too many times. I've done it too many times. You know, anybody that knows me personally, they'll tell you that I have a knack for conversation. And if they tell you that I don't, they lying and they don't know me. That's just the truth. They do not know me in person. They may just know of me. Anybody that knows me one-on-one, they'll tell you that I can get you to the next level if you listen to me. I can get you to the next level. I can make things happen for you when it comes to advertising, podcasting, marketing. I know that game. That's my lane. I know how to hang with it. I can hang with anybody, and I've proven myself. I've made money doing it. I'm good at making pitches. I know how to, you know, that's what I do. I know how to communicate. I know how to learn people's body language. I can talk to them. I'm a people person. This is why I'm in podcasting. This is why Larry Duncan put me in position to podcast. He is the same way. Larry Duncan, he can hang with the best of them. So, guys, I hope y'all learned a lot today on Stay 100 Podcast. We're going to be issuing out some more. We're going to be coming out with a lot more podcasting episodes. Like I said, man, just put some capital behind you. Get some money behind you. Get you some clientele. Get you some products. Invest in yourself. You do not have to work that 9-to-5. I know it sounds like it's impossible. You don't know how you're going to get out. Man, in January, I thought I ain't even think I was going to get out. I knew I was going to get out because I wanted it. And y'all got to want it. So I hope a lot of people listen to this podcast. I'm really excited about a lot of you guys and what y'all got going on. I'm seeing what y'all posting on Snapchat. And y'all encouraging a lot of people with the motivation. Keep on doing it, man. Keep on doing it. Because if ain't nobody watching, I'm watching. If there's nobody not watching, I'm watching. Like I said, another thing I want to touch on before I let it go for the show, before I shut the show down, is I just want to say, man, be safe out there because the COVID is no joke. COVID-19 is not no joke. I'm about to get my second vaccine here soon. COVID-19 is no joke, man. People are dying. So wear the mask. If you got to wear the mask in the stores, everywhere you need to. I'll check out you guys, and I'll let you guys know. I'll see you guys in the next couple of days. You listen to Stay 100 Podcast. I'm Antonio Mounsell. So long, folks.